Allez, journal des sports pour aujourd'hui. On commence avec du tennis et des résultats. Score de 1 partout pour l'instant entre la France et la Serbie dans la demi-finale, la première demi-finale de la Coupe Davis. Lucas Pouille a perdu le premier match, mais Joe Wilfried Tsonga a gagné le second. Le double aura lieu aujourd'hui. Un partout également entre l'Australie et la Belgique. C'est la deuxième demi-finale. Milman a perdu le premier match face à Goffin, mais Kyrgios a gagné le second match face à Darcy. Et exceptionnellement aujourd'hui dans ce journal des sports, eh bien, on va consacrer une grande page au vélo et au championnat du monde qui débute cette semaine, qui débute aujourd'hui même sur SBS. Et cette interview avec notre collègue Franck Mathiesen et la voix du vélo Matthew Keenan qui nous explique tout ce qu'on peut attendre dans ces mondiaux de vélo.
The 2017 USI World Road Cycling Championship starts on Saturday the 16th of September in Bergen, Norway. To figure out what we can expect from the championship, and especially how Australia will do, with us we call up Matthew Keenan, commentator at SBS Cycling Central, and a household name in the Australian cycling community. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Thanks, it's nice to be talking on radio.
Well, that sounds exciting. But talking about excitement, what excites you most about the Worlds this year?
For me, having it back in Norway is somewhat nostalgic for me, because I can remember the World Championships in 1993, which were in Oslo. And that was a year where we had Jan Ullrich win the amateur race and then Lance Armstrong won the professional race. And then those two guys went on to have what you would classify as really colourful careers, to say the least, and two great rivals throughout their career. So going back there, seeing it back in Norway again, it's an event that I'm really looking forward to.
In which of the competitions can we expect the Australian riders to excel?
In the individual time trial, we've got in the men's race, we've got Rowan Dennis, who is a genuine chance, as long as he's healthy. And in the women's race, you can say exactly the same again for Katrin Garfoot. She's, you know, German-born, German-raised, but married an Australian and has represented Australia at the Olympics and is very much a Queenslander now. And she's somebody that I'd be surprised if she finished outside the top five. And I think she's a real chance, at the very least, to get a medal.
We also have a team time trial this year. How do you think that's going to go?
The team time trial always feels like it doesn't fit at the World Championships for me, because it's not nation-based. It's your trade team. And one of the things I really like about the World Championships is all year long we're talking about people riding for a particular team, and you know, we mentioned that brand name and so on. And then come the World Championships, it's about riding for your nation. It's about guys like Bösenhagen and Alexander Kristoff going from being enemies to teammates. But then with the team time trial, they race in those trade team colours again. So obviously with a bias, I'll be interested to see how the Orica Scott team goes in both the men's and the women's. And I think in the women's race, they're certainly amongst the favourites. And in the men's race, I think they'd be around about sort of third, fourth or fifth, somewhere in there.
And the highlight of the championship is the road race. How will Australia do there, and who is the main contender to look out for?
Well, in the women's race, it's been quite controversial. As you've probably followed, there was 7 spots available for the Australian team, given that we were number 3 in the world. But the selectors only chose 5 riders as opposed to the full 7. That's now been appealed, and it looks as if that appeal is going to be successful for the 2 riders that were appealing for those extra spots. And one of them was Chloe Hosking, who's the world's number 8 ranked cyclist, and she didn't get picked for the Australian team, which was extraordinary. So I'm glad it looks like that appeal is going to be successful, and we will have 7 in the women's race. But the favourite in the women's race, and this might be with a little bit of a bias because I've really enjoyed the way she's ridden the last 12 months, is the Dutch woman, Annemiek van Vleuten, who rides for the Orica Scott team. But she was so close to winning the Olympic gold medal last year, and she crashed on the final descent on her way to certain victory. And she's really bounced back, and I'd love to see her win the world title. She's my sentimental favourite there, and she's my objective favourite as well, because she's just been so strong this season. And then in the men's race, Peter Sagan has got to be the favourite to see if he can become the first one ever to win 3 elite men's world titles in a row. From the Australian perspective, Michael Matthews is our big chance, and I'd be surprised if he finished outside the top 3, actually. His form is exceptional. The team is totally built around him.
Matthew Keenan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
All the events are streaming on the SBS Cycling Central website, and the elite women's and men's road races will be live on TV with your host, Matthew Keenan.
Voilà donc pour le journal des sports. Pour aujourd'hui, on fait une courte pause en musique et on se retrouve dans quelques instants. Vous écoutez le programme en français et vous êtes sur Radio SBS. A tout de suite.
Les programmes de SBS sont disponibles en podcast et vous pouvez les écouter quand vous voulez. Pour s'inscrire ou télécharger, www.sbs.com.au/french.